You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am so excited to have you here today. I couldn't do what I do without you, the listener, and it is so important that you join us each and every week. And every single week, as you know, right here on Mind Your Own Business, I bring you some fantastic CEOs, successful people, strong people, people that are changing the world, literally one person at a time, and sometimes in mass. So this week is absolutely no exception. The guest that I have today for you, I just want you to perk up your ears, sit back and relax, because this is going to be an absolute roller coaster. Keep your arms and legs inside the ride, because my guest today, she's done it all. I mean, I am so excited and I am so thrilled to have her with us today. Let's just list some of the stuff she's done. She's a writer. Yes, she writes for a wonderful magazine, and she's had a lot of experience in writing. She is an empowerment coach. She helps women all over the world. She is a professional in PR. She's a professional in marketing. She's a coach. She empowers and lifts up women to help make them better, but not just women. She also works with men, but her focus is primarily on women. And on top of that, she is absolutely crushing it during this time right now of all this uncertainty and everything else that's going on in the world. She is out there helping women every single day get better and make a better life for themselves. And if you haven't guessed already, I am talking about Sabrina Carrington. Sabrina, thank you so much for being my guest here today on Mind Your Own Business. I am so glad that you decided to take a little time out of your life and come and talk to our listeners.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that introduction. I was wondering who you were talking about. And I had a look at my notes, and I said, wow, he's talking about me, and I really appreciate it.
Well, you are a very accomplished woman that is doing some fantastic things here in America. Well, not only in America, but because of your relationships all over the world. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But as you know, right here on Mind Your Own Business, we usually dive right in. We don't waste any time. We bring nuggets. We lay those nuggets out of the stream, and those big chunks of gold we like to leave behind so that our listeners can get to know you better. We always start with the origin story. So why don't we do this? Why don't you take just a couple of minutes and kind of tell us, you know, so what it is that you are doing right now that sort of, you know, because you wear so many hats, just kind of give us a very high level. And then let's dive into the origin story and figure out, how did you get your feet on this path? And how did you find yourself in this position where you're influencing so many women all over the world? So tell us a little bit about you, and then let's dive right in.
Okay. Well, a little bit about myself. What I'm doing right now, I am a life coach, and not just the life of, you know, your personal life or your relationships and things like that, but your total life, even in business. So yes, women are my passion. Women's empowerment is my passion, and that's my focus. So right now, with everything going on in the world, I am providing a solid foundation for women to build or rebuild themselves, whether it's in business, in their career and finances, or if it's in their life, their personal life, or how they feel about themselves, or body positivity, or their relationships, or their spirituality, whatever it is, I am providing that service to people based off of my experiences in corporate America, but then also my experience in my spiritual life and everything that I've accomplished there. It's been such, like you said, a roller coaster ride, and I have been bombarded because of COVID-19 and everything that's going on in our world. Our world would never be the same. It will never go back to being the way that it was. So So it's a new way of being, a new way of thinking. So a lot of women are coming to me, and I'm putting myself out there for them to find peace of mind or support or, you know, a helping hand or stability, whatever it is, or direction that they need to build themselves, rebuild themselves, whether it's starting a new business, going after a new job, relocating, whether it's, you know, something they have to do with their health, or maybe they were affected by COVID-19, or of course not wanting to be affected by COVID-19. So putting in perspective what they can do to boost their immune system and everything like that. Then also on the other side, stabilizing their homes, you know, laying down the law, because your family should hold them closer during this time. And then also, you know, what is it that they really want to do in life? Their passions, what are those talents that they've buried and they've just lay dormant for so many years? This time, COVID-19 allowed everyone to look at their life, to really, really look at their life, have that mirror up to them and just say, who am I? What am I doing? Who do I want to be? How am I going to be successful in life? You know, is my tribe, the people around me, are they the people that need to be around me? So many questions. And what I'm doing is lending a helping hand, coaching people through it. Yes, I don't know it all, but I do know keys to elevate, especially in business and in life. And that's letting go, going with your passion, being focused, and keep on going no matter what anyone says and no matter what's going on in the world, stabilizing yourself in an unstable world.
That is so great. Well, those are great thoughts. The first thing I love is that you said it's about building or rebuilding, because, you know, exactly. With this virus, the things that are going on, you know, there were other people that would love to be an entrepreneur. They would love to reach out, and there were some things that they wanted to do, and they had hopes and dreams, but they're too busy with life, you know, making a living and getting the kids to school and all the other things. And when all of that stopped, because of what's happening on earth today, and that stopped all of a sudden, I love that what you said is you're holding up the mirror and saying, now you have the time. Now you're being forced, unfortunately, in some cases, right, to have the time, right? Now you need to look at this. You're no longer going to be working the same way that you were, and you're no longer going to be doing the same things that you were. So now it's time to take that hard, you know, inflection and reflection and look inside and go, you know, that introspection. So it's all great. And turning that into the silver lining of this infection. That's fantastic. So tell us about growing up then. I mean, you didn't wake up one morning and go, you know, this is it. I think today I'm going to be a award-winning writer and I'm going to empower women. I mean, there had to be something that molded you as you moved forward. So tell us a little bit about growing up and a little bit about how your feet got on this path.
Okay. Well, I can honestly say kudos to my mother, Rita Carrington. You know, if she listens to this, kudos to her, because
Shout out to Rita right now.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Because she really raised me well. My mother, she raised all of us in the Washington, D.C. area where she's from. My father passed away when I was 2 years old, but I didn't realize I didn't have a father until I was in my teens, because my mother was such a strong influence and a strong woman. And she cared for me and she supported me and she exposed me to the best things in life, the best in art, the best in theater, the best in music, the best in, you know, culinary arts, the best in travel. She afforded me the opportunity to, I remember at 5 years old, just taking a flight from DC to Baltimore, which she wanted me to have that experience so I can get over any possible fear of flying. You know, she did things like that, just an awesome woman that thought outside the box and wanted to give her children the best of life. She worked very hard. You know, she was one of the first Black women to have accolades and strong accolades in the United States Secret Service, retiring at a high level of Deputy of Special Investigations in the division that she worked in. And then when 9/11 hit, they called her out of retirement to help formulate Department of Homeland Security and TSA. And then they called her out of retirement again for, you know, different things that were going on in the world politically and government and all of that. So my mother, she's a hardworking woman, even at 73 years old, you know, she's still, you know, being called for contracts and consulting and everything like that. And she was the one that really put me on a path of, you know what, don't allow anyone to tell you that you can't do it, You know, follow your heart, follow your dreams. Don't let petty things stand in your way. You know, she pushed me when I was in school, and I was a horrible student. And I gave her, you know, forgive me, but I gave her hell, you know, in school. But she pushed me, and she, you know, put her foot on me and said, you're going to get this done. You are going to graduate. And, you know, I really, you know, pay homage and respect to her. And that's where a lot of, you know, with my path, it started from her. She started to build my path at a young age.
As I grew
with like different jobs and trying to get my feet wet, and, you know, I'm in my 20s and now I'm in property management and development, and, you know, I'm managing properties and portfolios. It was my mother that I called late at night to say, okay, well, I'm going into a meeting tomorrow. I don't know what to say. You know, my numbers are down. I don't know what to do. You know, I have this new person that's working for me and I don't know how to delegate. She was the one that, you know, put the, you know, pedal to the metal and said, you're going to get this done. And she's always been my go-to, even to this day. So right now, and what I'm doing, she's my biggest support. And actually, I'm her life coach. So it's fantastic and it's wonderful because, you know, she gave me all the tools for me to, like, just, you know, be that bird and just fly, you know, and be that person to just soar and elevate. And now she's my biggest support and taking my advice. That means the world to me.
That's fantastic. That is so you didn't have a choice in the matter. You were raised by a strong woman. You were going to be a strong woman, and she was going to make sure of it. So I am going to put out a shout out right now. If you're Sabrina Carrington's high school literature teacher or high school history teacher, give us a call because we want to get you on and talk about. I want to hear about Sabrina not being good in school.
No.
We're going to tell some stories on Sabrina. So make sure if you're listening right now and you had Sabrina Carrington in your high school, I definitely want to hear from you.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, that is fun. That's fun. And I am so absolutely intrigued with your mom and the fact that she was just, well, first of all of the accolades that she had, but just the simple fact is that she was doing it right. I love the type of childhood it sounds like you had. So, okay, so you fast forward a little bit. Now, let's talk about some of these relationships that started developing, because you have a couple that are really, really kind of, you know, monumental in directing your life. So let's talk about, as you're starting to find your footing, as you're starting to come into your own as a strong Black woman in the East Coast and making a name for yourself, tell us a little bit about a couple of those relationships that jumped in to your life and changed your life path.
Wow. I have been extremely blessed to meet so many influential people, leaders, spiritual leaders, political leaders, you know, business people. All my life, I just ran into just phenomenal people. But the monumental people, the ones that stick out, one in particular, her name is Gro Mambo, Angela Novayana Dizol, and affectionately, we call her Gro Mambo. She is a world-renowned spiritual advisor. She advises countries such as Brazil. She advises, you know, Haiti, you know, different parts of Europe and different parts of the Caribbean. She's the chairperson of the National African Religion Congress, which is the certifying board of priests and priestesses in African-based religion worldwide. So in meeting her, which I met her on a cruise ship, which was funny. I met her on a cruise ship when my family and I were traveling, and I started to learn more about her organizations. You know, she has Le Paris del Haitian Sanctuary, which I'm a part of now, in Philadelphia, which is the first 501c3 church of voodoo. So when I heard that, mind you, I grew up Christian, and I went to a Bible college and all that good stuff, and, you know, I was a good church girl. When I heard that, I wanted to run the other way. But something kept calling me and saying, no, you know what? Maybe you're judging something you don't know anything about. And after meeting her and meeting her spiritual family and learning about her organization, NARC, and everything that she was doing, from books to, you know, being on National Geographic, you know, to being on Discovery Channel, to being in multiple publications, you know, worldwide, and being called, you know, to settle disputes among countries and among spiritual houses within, you know, African-based religion and tradition, which is huge. I said, you know what? This woman is powerful. And not only that, she was born in my life for a reason. And she really opened a lot of doors for me. She helped me by way of her first assistant to, as far as helping me, was I had a health condition when I first met her. So through her years of study and being a high priestess and being in alternative medicine, she helped heal my stomach issues and everything I was going through. So when she did that, I said, oh no, I need to sit close. And then from that, you know, she started to teach me about, you know, everyone is born with, you know, an energy or a power or force that walks and talks with you. And if once you find out the power you were born with, then you know why you're like the way you are and you know how to function. So then I said, okay, I'm going to stick a little bit more closer to her. You know, she's really talking some good stuff. And then from that, you know, the years went on, the relationship developed, and I wanted to just be a part of the spiritual family. I wanted to get initiated because I said, wow, all my life, it just seemed like it culminated to this point of, yes, I have the spiritual background. Yes, I care for people. Yes, I have the business background. But how can I couple it all together and it makes sense? And it made sense by me becoming a priestess under her, and not only that, becoming her personal assistant. So now I'm and the wings of someone that can train me and guide me in a proper way to really reach the people and reach masses of people. And it just so happened to be by way of voodoo. Who would know?
Okay, so I'm going to have to unpack a little of this right here because you've got me.
Sure. I know that was a lot.
So I'm just saying is I know that my listeners, they probably were listening and some of them are commuting right now and some of them are, you know, listening while they're, you know, cooking dinner, whatever, wherever they're getting their podcasting and however they're listening. We're usually doing it while we're doing other things and or maybe driving and you're just driving along and everything's fine. And somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm a high priestess of voodoo. Okay, wait a minute. Whoa, did I just hear that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our American perception has been molded and crafted around the, you know, video and cinema and movies. And there's always,
absolutely,
you know, there's always this Haitian, you know, dark character who's, you know, using some type of, you know, doll or some kind of, you know, analog for a human being, and then they're sticking pins in it. And I know that may be an aspect of it, but let's just unpack that for a second. Just so I want to make sure that all of my listeners are not sitting here thinking, okay, if I'm not listening right now, Scott's in there sticking pins in a doll about me. So
no,
let's make sure we're covering that the right way.
Let me just squash that. There's no such thing as a voodoo doll.
Okay.
Those are just myths and misconceptions that have been placed on this tradition, along with other African-based traditions and different, you know, religions even, you know, to either scare people or whatever the case may be. But voodoo has nothing to do with hurting people. It has nothing to do with voodoo dolls. It has nothing to do with zombies. It has nothing to do with spells. None of that. What it has to do with is exactly what it means, which means high and sacred of God. So the priests and priestesses, which you call Mambo or Hungans in voodoo religion, our only mission is to service the people by way of God. So in serving the people, that's by way of helping them in their family life, helping them find their destined path, helping them find direction, helping them find stability, helping them find true love and to have good relationships, helping them find peace of mind and healing for their bodies. We've had people who've come here with stage 4 cancers. We've had people come here with HIV. You know, the voodoo in a lot of all African-based religion, I would say across the world, is all about serving the people. And if you service the people, then God will service you. And unfortunately, we still have these stigmas. But what I've done in my short, you know, time here and everything, it's only been, I would say, 11, 12 years. But what I've done, I said, you know what? I'm going to take my PR skills even, and I'm going to also take my creative skills and my spirituality. And I said, let me create something that will help the world see that it's not what you think it is. is actually something that can help you no matter who you are, what race you are, what religion you are. Because it's no, yes, you have to be this. Not at all. It's all about helping you elevate in life and keep going up. So what I created was a platform which was based off of Grow Mambo's up and coming book, which is Voodoo in America. So Voodoo in America, her book, she's talking about her journey and the different clients that have come through, you know, her house and different things like that. And, you know, of course, the things that she had, the different run-ins with, you know, enemies and family members and how she had to, like, persevere and just keep on going despite the myths and misconceptions and all of that. So from that, I said, you know what, I'm going to create another platform stemming from her book that's about to release called Voodoo America, the art exhibit. And in that art exhibit, people actually get to see a replica of a real homophore or voodoo sanctuary. And you see how beautiful it is. It's not with bats flying and, you know, cobwebs and skulls everywhere and blood splatter. None of that. It's beautiful. It's pure. And it's all about tapping into powers that can help you live your best life, no matter who you are.
Which that brings us to where, so as you come through that relationship and you're, you know, spending these years, you know, understanding and better getting your arms around that, you, that's when you decided, okay, I need to be, you know, taking this to the next level. And that is putting myself out there as an empowerment coach, as a motivational speaker, as a, you know, strong, powerful Black woman that is going to say, look, you know, this is the time to stand up for yourself. This is the time to, you know, take back that, you know, thus the empowerment, but take back that power, that control that people have taken, that maybe society has taken away from us. Because, you know, yeah, we did need a job. So, you know, we were a slave, unfortunately, in poor choice of words, but it's right. We were enslaved by the 9 to 5. You had to get up, you had to go trade your time for money, and then that that money kept you, you know, indentured to the job. So now that job goes away temporarily because of the virus and emerges from the ashes the phoenix called Sabrina Carrington that says, here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to bring my talents and my skills to bear for all of these people, not just women, but primarily women that are feeling the effects of this. And now I'm going to shine a light on that and say, here's how we can rise up together. So I love the stuff that you've written. I have read most of your articles. I love the positivity. The reason that you're a guest on Inspired News Radio is simply because of the positive message that you are putting out there every day. And we are so applauding you. So we're giving you this giant worldwide applause right now to say you're doing a fantastic job. So thank you so much for that. I so appreciate it. If you're just joining us right now, my guest today is Sabrina Carrington. If you haven't guessed yet, Sabrina is a she's a writer. She's a award-winning writer for magazines, and she's written her own pieces that you need to read about positivity and empowering women. She is a empowerment coach, and as her words, a life coach, and not only just life as in general life, but also life in business and life as a strong woman. And she's also creating an entire platform called Women in Sync. And I think this is, woman, I'm saying women, it's not plural, it's Woman in Sync, and I apologize for that. And okay. This platform is all about encouragement and empowering and helping women in both business and life. And then on top of that, as if that isn't enough, she's also a PR professional and works as an assistant for a high priestess in the voodoo religion, which we just heard is nothing like the stereotype that we've been, you know, taught all throughout the year. So Sabrina, I just can't even begin to tell you how much we appreciate your time, giving up an hour of your time to come and hang out with us. So here we are today. You've kind of worked all through that. So now what's next for Woman in Sync? What's next for Sabrina and the whole thing? Where do you go from here?
Well, where do I go from here? I'm going to keep on moving, keep on working, but I am looking for a much bigger elevation than just, you know, of course, you know, I do have a lot of different clients, a lot of women that seek my advice and coaching and everything like that. But I want to take it to another level. And the, what I see for Women in Sync in the next year to 2 years is co-housing opportunities for women entrepreneurs, a place, you know, where they can come, you know, if they're single, or you have a place, you know, if they have single with children, where they can come, they can live. It's clean, you know, it's modern, it has Wi-Fi, it has everything you need, fax machine, everything, offices, all of that, fitness equipment, all of that, so you can live your best life and be focused on building yourself, building your dream, and building your business, and just the camaraderie of being around women that are of like minds, have that synergy. So I am looking to develop co-housing opportunities. I am beginning in Philadelphia area, of course, due to COVID-19 and everything like that. A little pause, but it's okay, because when there's a pause, that's when you plan. So I'm planning and I'm preparing for that big step of the co-housing of women entrepreneurs that, you know, want to live together with other single women or women with children. So it's going to be the two different type of housing. And of course, you know, I would love to branch out to major cities as well. But again, we're on a little pause, so I'm just planning that out. I also want to offer more resources to women. So when they come to me and they have a business plan or a nonprofit plan or whatever the case may be, I want to be able to say, okay, well, you know what? Here is the grant information, but I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to introduce you to that person that has, you know, has that grant, or I'm going to introduce you to that lender, or I'm going to introduce you to that investor. So I'm looking to be a real true resource for women. And I'm also looking to collaborate with other organizations that are doing the same thing, that have been doing the same thing for years. You know, we have a few organizations here in the Philadelphia area that really cater to women and helping them build their businesses. You know, they offer classes and things like that. I want to collaborate with them because I can't do this by myself. I don't want to do this by myself. That's one thing that's missing in business, is the collaboration with other businesses or other people that are doing the same thing as you. Why look at them as your competitor? Maybe if you work together, you can make a much bigger impact. So I'm looking to work and collaborate with different organizations and different women that have the type of business or vision that I have, and see how many more women that we can reach. Can we reach more women in other countries? What about the women that are impoverished? You know, they're in lands where they don't have running water and things like that. What can we do together to get them out of that situation? You know, so I'm really looking big. I'm looking to make a big splash in the world, you know, while I'm here on this earth. Why not?
Exactly. Why not? That's exactly right. So that is, first of all, it's fantastic. We're giving you another round of applause here, because that's exactly what we need more of in this world. I want to tell you, I want to touch back on the housing. And so in the early days, back before we had, you know, workspaces and all these other places where you could, you know, WeWorks, where you could just drop in and sit down and collaborate with people, those days, you know, when I was in college and when I was starting a business, we didn't have that. Right. there was no space for, you know, co-mingling or co-working. And now, mm-hmm. you know, these co-ops, for lack of a better word, are springing up everywhere. And I love the focus. I love the fact is that you could have housing attached to that, because, you know, it becomes life and work kind of all blended together, especially where we live yes. now with the virus. You know, we're, you know, I saw an ad on television just a few days ago. It was like your living room has become your, you know, your kids' classroom, and it's also become your right. yoga studio, and it's become your, you know, right. just everything in your life has revolved around your kitchen table now.
Absolutely.
So why not take it to the next level and actually, you know, incorporate that together so that you have a housing development that actually incorporates those common work areas and places to sleep and take care and raise your family, and incorporate the daycare and all the things that go along with that, so that women can, you know, become empowered and that they can still be a mom and still be a business person. You don't have to make those choices. You can, you know, right. although we can do it, it's always a struggle, but why not ease a little of that burden, right? So fantastic. Great idea. I love it. I wish I could say that I thought of it. So I'm definitely going to reach out because I want to spend some time with you to figure out how do we promote that. And thank you for the update and everything else about Grow Mambo so that we understand better as listeners, you know, a little bit about the voodoo religion. Now, of course, we should schedule you and Grow Mambo to come back and be a guest because I have a million questions. I have a million.
I would love that. And I bet you do. But she is definitely the one to have on your show, you know, because she is just amazing. And she's a pioneer in the fight for the rights for African-based religion worldwide. And yeah, I'm telling you, fantastic. She's a phenomenal woman. Phenomenal.
So we really can't finish up this show today without touching just a little bit on kind of the world that we live in. We talked about the COVID and we talked about the virus and how our world is changing. But at the same time, now, again, I'm coming from this at a totally different perspective. Here I am, this old white guy in Northern California. Well, older than, okay, let's say I'm over halfway through my life cycle, probably. So, unless I live to be 120, I don't know if I'm going to live that long, but
you never know.
But I'm in this different cultural situation, right? So I'm trying to engage with my listeners all over the world, and we're trying really hard to keep a positive spin on the things that are changing. And I think we need change. I mean, I think if it's never been apparent, it is now being, you know, there's a whole class of people that already knew it was apparent. And now there's a whole new class of people that were oblivious. I mean, totally oblivious. And now those people are now know that it's apparent that there needs to be change. So I think we're finally eroding that base where people are the being oblivious is over, and we're removing the scales from people's eyes, and we're saying, you know, this has been going on for 400 years plus. You're just now getting, you know, you're just now getting your first taste of it. So let's talk a little bit about how, you know, Woman in Sync and the platform that you're creating, how does that, or if it does fit into, but how does it fit into, you know, the things that are going on with the fundamental changes in the Black Lives Matter movement, maybe in the empowerment of women? The simple fact is that we're, you know, attacking women's reproductive rights. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we could talk about in there, but how does Woman in Sync and the platform you're building, you know, fit into that, or does it, I guess, is the question.
Excuse me. It definitely does. Because, of course, with the Black Lives Matter, I'm a true advocate for it. And I'm a true advocate for racial equality. And as far as women's rights, I'm a true advocate for that as well. So how does Women in Sync fit into that? By providing, again, a listening ear, because that's what's needed right now. A lot of women, Black women even, are confused, depressed, angry, anxious, you know, and have lost focus or sight of what they need to do because of so many things going on as far as political unrest or, you know, the racial injustice and everything that's going on, you know, with the protests and the killings and everything like that. So it gets to them because women, whether you're Black, white, you know, whatever color you are, we feel, you know, we are natural nurturers. We are natural mothers and givers. So we are going to feel. We're emotional creatures. Some women don't like when I say that, but it's true. We are emotional creatures. We feel. We have intuition, and we even have sight. You know, it's a lot of things that women have. And with that, that needs to be cared for. And I've come across so many women that are just fed up, that they're so fed up that they have actually stopped eating. They have, you know, stopped taking care of themselves. They are no longer into body positivity. They're no longer into, you know, let me go forward and, you know, work my business or start my business or plan to go to school or anything like that because they're so upset and because of the hostile situation. On top of that, we have COVID-19. So now they're just a wreck. You know, there's a lot of things going on. So Women in Sync, what I'm providing is a listening ear first. And then from that, comfort, support, and elevation in all aspects of life, regardless if the world is unstable.
That's fantastic. It's well said. Extremely well said, Sabrina. So if you are listening to the sound of our voices today, if you are out there and you're intrigued for any of those reasons, I mean, I could, there's so many of them, it's a litany that I could make a list. But if you are in the sound of this podcast, if you're hearing this and you're going, this resonates with me. I'm connecting with you, Sabrina. I know what you're where you're coming from. I understand. I would like to know more. So you are all over social media. I know for a fact you've got a Facebook page and a Facebook group called Woman in Sync, and that is woman singularly, you know, woman N-I-N, and then sync S-Y-N-C. And I know that you're all over Facebook every day because I see you there all the time. Yeah. And then and you also have your Instagram page going on in the same in the same vein. So reach out to Sabrina if you if this has touched you in some way, if this episode has become one of those where you say, you know, this is my touchstone, Scott. I got it. I'm so glad you put Sabrina on the air today, because this is exactly where I've been feeling. I've been feeling that anxiety, that anxiousness, that anger, whatever, you know, whatever those emotions are. And I need that listening ear. I need that platform called Woman in Sync. I need to have that. And then on top of that, you can layer on the spirituality. You can layer on the life coaching. You can layer on the business coaching. There's just tons of that that you can, you know, bring value. But if you're hearing this and it's resonating with you, then I encourage you to go to inspirednewsradio.com. You can click on our show right here and you can see all of the links that we just mentioned. You can click on any of those and get a hold of Sabrina. You can also go to Facebook and just type in Sabrina Carrington or Woman in Sync. And I promise you, you will find her. She's everywhere. And the beautiful part about it is she's there. She's ready. She's right now. If you're hearing this right now for the first time, pick up your phone and send her a private message on Facebook, and I promise you she will respond, because she genuinely has an open heart and wants to make a difference, especially in the world of empowering women. Now, if you're a guy, you can still do it. It's okay. If that's a resource that you don't feel comfortable with, you know, hey, send us a message on Inspired News Radio. We'll find you another guy.
I know, guys.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Sabrina, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you today. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners before we say goodbye and wrap this hour up? Anything you want to leave us with, any words of wisdom or any little nuggets before we go?
If I could say anything, it would be stay safe, stay true, and keep elevating.
Well said. Well said. Thank you so much. Every week I say it, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I could not do what I do without you, the listener. I appreciate your feedback every single time. Just today, I was reading through some of the messages that from my last week's episode. It is just so heartfelt and so heartwarming to hear that the fact is that my guests are bringing you pieces of information and nuggets that are actually impacting your life. And I mean that so much. It just really, as they used to say in the old TV days, keep those cards and letters coming. I say it every week. If something is touching you and it's making a difference in your life, let us know. If it's something you want to change about the show, you don't like this, you don't like that, or if you disagree, guess what? We are, you know, First Amendment rights people here. If you disagree, you can stand up on the rooftop and shout it and tell us that you disagree. It doesn't have to be personal. We can have civil debates every day, and we do it all the time around this house. You would be surprised at how many civil debates we have around our house. So, but we're here for you. That's what this is all about. Inspired News Radio, every single week, wherever you get your podcast, just go out right now. If you're an Apple person, if you're an Android person, we're in all the Google stores. We're on Spotify. We're everywhere that you get your podcast. Do me two favors right now. Go to the bottom, scroll down to the bottom of that page right now and click subscribe. That lets me know that you simply want to know every time that we put out a new episode. It comes out every week. We'll send you a notification that says, hey, there's a brand new Mind Your Own Business in your inbox, and you can feel free to download it anytime or stream it live on Inspired News Radio, wherever you get your podcast. The second favor is, if you like it, and or even if you don't like it as well, but if there's something that resonates with you, leave us a review. All that does is tell the rest of the world that there are, that it's worth listening to, and I appreciate that so much. So, Sabrina, you have been stellar. I am so glad that you were here. I can hardly wait to have you and Grow Mambo back.
Yes.
And we're going to have an entire hour talking about voodoo. And I got to tell you, I'm so excited about that episode because I want to dispel all these myths. You have taught me so much in this hour. You've taught me so much. So thank you so much again. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
I say it every week.
It's been so much fun.
Well, thanks. I say it every week, and I mean it as I sign off. Mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.